Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Attorney Eric Faddis is with his former felony prosecutor. Eric, let's dive into the world of Rex Heuermann. We know that he is confined right now to his cell by himself, where he does everything, including eat alone. He's also alone for recreation time and is unable to speak with other prisoners. Pretty typical of anyone who's incarcerated for a crime like this and the high-profile nature of it. I guess my question from a perspective of yours, is that the best thing for an inmate, someone who is not yet guilty, but they're being tried, to be in that sort of an isolated state? Is there more possibility that maybe more information will come out, or if he talked to other people or had ways of interacting, or is this really the best thing for everybody?
Yeah, you know, he certainly finds himself in a precarious situation in so many respects, legally, personally, you know, locationally, all of that. You know, I think that authorities are really taking precautions here because, like you said, it's a high profile case. He could be a target in there.
Yep.
You know, he's alleged to have done some horrible things and killed multiple people, including vulnerable innocent victims. And so I think they're doing it as a protective measure. You know, he was able to associate with general population or other inmates. I think the risk might just be too high.
Yep.
that something happens to him. And even, you know, he's presumed innocent and the authorities have to try to keep him safe while he's in there. And it sounds like that's what they're doing.
Is that a huge concern, the safety of Rex? Obviously, super high profile. What would be the advantage? What would be the reason why someone would want to target him while behind bars?
You know, there's a whole political system inside of some of these incarceration facilities. And, you know, sometimes you can score points with certain folks by carrying out deeds or attacking someone who seems unpopular and unsympathetic. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that environment is just right for those kinds of incidents to occur. And so I think that, you know, within the jail system, he's just so at risk in there that they're not taking any chances. But it's got to be pretty difficult, especially for a person presumed innocent. I of course, don't condone anything he's accused of.
Sure.
Not in the slightest. But a difficult scenario for someone who has not yet been convicted.
He's requested religious services and was seen by a member of the Roman Catholic Church with no specified title. We don't know exactly if it was a priest or not, and we don't really know if he had the sacrament of confession within the Roman Catholic Church. This is an interesting legal question for you. Can the information that is given to a priest during confession be used against the prisoner? Let's say he makes a confession to a priest. Is that something that is off limits in terms of prosecuting him?
The answer to that question varies by jurisdiction. You know, many jurisdictions have this thing called, it's essentially a privilege between the priest and the person giving a confession. And so it really depends on jurisdiction, but really the rationale is that, you know, when this privilege was generated, that they wanted folks to be able to confess and to get things off their chest and heal and everything else. And they didn't want that to be used against them. There's also sort of this idea that it's a protected environment and talking with priests, but that's not always the case. There are exceptions to that privilege. And so I think that it would depend in part on one of those exceptions applied. And I would have to review the law in that jurisdiction to give you the best answer, Your Honor.
I didn't know if it was more like a very similar to an attorney-client privilege or if it's something different, but it sounds like it very much depends, like you said, on the jurisdiction of where that is going to take place at.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, different states handle it differently, and the federal system handles it differently than different states. And so, so we'll have to see. But, you know, would it be unheard of for someone to approach that priest and ask, hey, what did Rex tell you? No, certainly not.
I wonder how that would be handled by that priest. Would that priest be compelled to testify if, in fact, Rex would come to him and say, look, I did these things, here's my sins?
You know, let's see. So I'm trying to look right now on the status of that privilege because it's changed over the year. But there's a general rule of privilege in the federal system that says the clergy person can refuse to disclose and to prevent another person from disclosing a confidential communication made by the person, here that'd be Rex, to a clergyman in his professional character as a spiritual advisor. And so the clergyman can claim the privilege, as can the individual who gave information to the clergyman, here that would be Rex.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.